The Lord bless you, sweetheart dwellers, with His presence and His guidance in this season. Well, before we came into prayer, I've been feeling something deep in my soul that wasn't right. Something felt off kilter. And also in my prayer time, things weren't feeling quite right. And the Lord really revealed the source of that today. And I'm going to share that with you. I realized that we'd grown complacent and selfish, self-centered. And that's the last thing we want to do when it comes to serving the Lord. And when I realized it, it made me tremble inside, because I don't want to be with one of those that is told, "Depart from me, I never knew you." So I began, "Okay, Lord, this is scary. For my part, forgive me and help me to wake up and take care of everyone, Lord. Are you going to speak to me? I feel terrible. I have been very selfish." Jesus began, "I will always speak to you, my beloved. Yes, it is true. You have all settled into your comfort zones, and that makes you lukewarm. That is what you are feeling. I know you've had your hands very full, Claire, but others in the community are not doing their part, and I know you have felt that. Get together with them once a week to monitor what is going on in their channels. My chosen ones, I call you chosen because you have been called by me. Many are called, few are chosen, and even fewer survive. Some of you are barely surviving and have dropped way back from what I've given you to do. When I give you a gift, it is to be shared. It is not for you alone, unless it is a private message. But there was a time in your heart when you longed to touch others and bring them to me. What has happened to you? Can't you sense the void? Doesn't something feel like it's missing? I gave you the gifts in order for you to touch my hurting and lost souls. Do you know they are waiting for you? They are looking for you. They too feel the void, but for them it is a hopeless darkness. The one ray of light they had has sputtered out. Jesus, I feel afraid. I feel like I'm losing you, like something is really wrong. I know I blew it with food, but I feel like it could be something much more." He replied, "I'm bringing you into alignment with my perfect will, and I want the sheep to follow. Things need to be shipshape. Remember the ship that went over the rapids and was torn to shreds? And the men jumped out and fixed it? How the men got busy and they saved the day? Well, that's where you are right now. There is a stripping down going on. Food, entertainment, etc., to a more circumcised life. Now, when I say entertainment, I mean checking out a couple of YouTubes, even religious YouTubes, or checking on the world news in a short, abbreviated fashion, not lingering. That can be like entertainment. Okay. So he said, "I'm stripping you down to a more circumcised life, the one that's been on your heart, Claire, that deep longing for a holier community. This is a stirring in your heart to reach out and bring all your lives into better alignment with my will. Not just you, beloved, but our children." And as a point I wanted to make here, we've lost our electricity for several days because of issues with the solar and generators. And we've had to make significant changes at our schedule to accommodate that. Basically, we're living by candlelight at night, and it can be a little frustrating for people who work at night. But anyway, it got our attention. Not having electricity at night definitely got our attention. Okay, so this is a stirring in your heart to reach out and bring all your lives into better alignment with my will. I've been speaking to them in their hearts, and now I'm bringing it out into the open. Lord, you know I have never been good on follow-ups. Yes, I know, he replied, but that is going to change. You're going to be very good at it, and without nagging, I might add. I have told you before that when you all learned how to live with each other, then I would send you out. Well, this is the time I was talking about. You've been through many trials, and more are coming, but you've made it through, and as a community that suffers well together, caring for one another, you have given me, you have given me many more fast offerings for your nation. You are producing fruit, and that is why I am pruning you back, so you will produce more fruit. Isn't it noteworthy that you all got it when the electricity went off? Right? Yep, we all got it. The Lord wants more time in prayer. We really got that. And I replied, very. He said, well, this is part of that move to get your attention and get you recommitted and refocused. I love each one of you dearly. That is why I am raising the standard. Don't be afraid. You are not alone. Truly, I am working in each one of their hearts. But you do need to check up on them. Like a school teacher, see to it that they do their homework. Don't be afraid. You are not alone. There are plenty of saints working with each one of you. And I added at the end here, Saint Philomena, please pray for us, because she's been coming to mind lately. And that is the end of his message.